Hello and welcome to PhoneRena's in-depth video review of the Pantech Impact P7000, which is available right now through AT&T. Yet again, we see Pantech come out with another text messaging oriented device. This time they don't follow suit with their usual form factors. Instead, we see a clamshell QWERTY device that unearths a QWERTY keyboard. And on top of that, it's a unique twist with the touch sensitive numeric keypad and also an OLED display on the outside. We'll see whether or not it stacks up being a versatile text messaging device out there. Now, from far away, the Impact may look like your traditional candy bar form factor, but in fact, it kind of replicates the successes we've seen with the LG Envy series with its clamshell QWERTY design. Now, the materials they use is this blue plastic on the back and also on the front sides. It has a really nice texture to it, but it does attract a lot of fingerprints, and we do like how the chrome border accents the device really well. As far as size, though, it's not too large, and kind of compares with the other devices in the series. Weight is pretty good. Construction is top-notch. It feels really good in the hand. Opening it and closing it, you have this snappy feel to it, so we definitely like its construction. Now, one of the first things to really catch your eyes is the external OLED display. It does show you some useful information like the time, and you can also access certain functions of the phone, such as sending a text message or viewing your address book. Right below that, you have your touch-sensitive numeric keypad. Now, although some people may not like the touch buttons, it works really well with the Impact. It's very responsive and has a really flush look to it on the outside. Now, on the side, you have your volume rocker and your lock-unlock button. On top, you have your proprietary charging port. On the bottom, you have the micro SD card slot. The back, the 2-megapixel camera, when you remove the back cover, gives you access to the battery and the SIM card. When you open it up, it will give you the larger size screen, which has a resolution of 240 by 400 with support for up to 262,000 colors. It's really crisp and vivid, and we like the colors. They jump out really well. It's really bright too. Now, of course, the biggest thing about the phone is the QWERTY keyboard, because it is a messaging oriented device. The buttons are kind of flush to the surface, fairly well sized for people with anyone with larger fingers. Will have an easy time getting adjusted to it. You have your directional pad right here, and last but not least, at first the buttons are a little bit stiff, but after a while they work pretty well with the Impact. Now, as we said earlier, with the external OLED display, you could do a variety of different functions with it, like check your address book, send a message, view your call history, and also play music directly from the external display. Now, when you open up the phone, it'll give you access to the interface itself, which is the same basic one which we've seen on previous AT&T phones. When you get to the main menu, it does have a nice transition effect, large icons, which also has some animations to it. No slowdown whatsoever that we've seen running different programs. And on top of that, to an extent, it could run multiple applications, which is a nice touch for this type of device. Sending messages on the Impact is pretty simple. You could just run the application, and from there you could start using the QWERTY keyboard. We didn't really have any problems speed typing away because of the tactile feel of the keys. Additionally, if you prefer instant messaging your friends, you could use a variety of different clients from AIM, Windows Live Messenger, and even Yahoo. If you do exit back to the home screen, it will continue to run the background. Finally, the mobile email application is the same one we've seen previously, with just about any provider listed here you could use. In addition, if yours is not on there, you could just type in your information, your username and password, and automatically set it up. It may ask for specific information like the server addresses to actually get it in, but we found it quite useful on the Impact. As far as web browsing goes, you have Opera Mini on the Pantech Impact, so it does a good job of rendering pages, and scrolling is pretty easy too. At first, you're given a page overview. If you zoom in, it'll actually go into the page, and you can read text really well. As we said, it works really well on the device and makes the web browsing experience really easy for a mobile user. The music player is the same one we've seen on the Pantech Reveal. It's a simple interface with some common functions that are displayed on screen. If you exit back to the home screen, it's going to continue playing as a mini player. And sound from the speakerphone was really good, had vibrant tones, and you could even fine-tune it by selecting a specific equalizer setting. Thanks to large size and detailed screen on the Pantech Impact, watching videos was a pleasurable experience. Colors had rich tones to it. In addition, there weren't any instances of any slowdown or choppiness during playback, so we definitely liked the experience we got out of it. taking photos on the Pantech Impact was a little bit irritating at times. That's just because of the placement of the camera and also the shutter here. Sometimes when you're holding it, you're kind of distorting the view with your finger. But as far as quality is concerned, it had pretty good detail to it. Unfortunately, though, colors did have a slightly dark overtone to the images that were produced. When taking videos, though, we did notice that there's a good amount of blurring when you're moving the camera, moving the phone really quick, and didn't have too much detail that we would like. One thing that really stood out when making phone calls with the Impact was the constant static background noise on our end that made it almost difficult to understand our conversations. Voices, though, did sound neutral on both ends, and when we did switch to the speakerphone, it did have a really good, strong, vibrant tone to it, so it made it really easy to listen to our callers. As far as battery life is concerned, we managed to get 6 hours of talk time on the device, which is well above the 5 hours of talk rated by the manufacturer. We didn't have any issues with drop calls or losing signal strength, and we retained pretty good bars during our testing. After all that's said and done, the Pantech Impact makes for a great text messaging device thanks to its well-sized QWERTY keyboard and crisp display. On top of that, the clamshell form factor differentiates itself from the others out there thanks to the touch-sensitive keypad and also OLED display. If you want to check out more about the device, you could check out review at phonearena.com.